Hello, and welcome to a concert by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra of the Interlochen Arts Camp. I'm Kate Botello, and on this program, recorded at the end of the first week of the 2013 camp season, Joanne Folletta conducts the high school age musicians assembled by Interlochen into the World Youth Symphony Orchestra, or WYSO. This concert featuring the World Youth Symphony Orchestra features two works, Albert Roussel's Bacchus et Ariane, Suite No. 2, and Eric Awazin's Triple Concerto for three trombones and orchestra. Joanne Folletta spoke about what it was like to work with the young Interlochen musicians during this very first week of camp.
I've never been here in week one. I've been, you know, for the last few summers, a summer, but never in week one. And there's a certain excitement about week one because they are just meeting each other for the first time from all over the country, all over the world. They're playing as an orchestra for the first time. They were a little bit worried about there, a little bit frightened, very excited about it. The whole idea of playing this unknown music is just new to them. So it was a challenge, but I think what the benefit is I get to see them just open up to this world of possibility and to realize how good they are and how wonderful this orchestra around them is. It's almost like a flower opening up where they're just falling in love with this music that they're playing. They're falling in love with Interlochen, of course, and the idea of being here. And so it's been thrilling for me to be here on the first week. And we've made a lot of progress on this really difficult music.
And now, here is the World Youth Symphony Orchestra at Interlochen, conducted by Joanne Folletta, performing Albert Roussel's Bacchus et Ariane, Suite No. 2.
Thank you.
The World Youth Symphony Orchestra at Interlaken, conducted by Joanne Faletta, has just performed Albert Roussel's Bacchus et Ariane Suite No. 2. Weissel's next piece will be a new work by composer Eric Iwasen, a triple concerto for three trombones and orchestra that made its premiere recently with conductor Faletta at the podium. Here's the composer talking about why he wrote a concerto specifically for the trombone and how, when writing for that instrument, it is, as he says, all about color.
I write for all the instruments, but the brass and winds and percussion, they've started to really kind of take my music to heart. They don't have quite the repertoire that string players have or piano players, so they're always looking for new repertoire. And particularly the instruments like the trombones, which are a lot of times the, you know, they play the fanfares there. You know, I mean, they do a lot, obviously, in terms of the orchestra, but they're not always front and center. You can get a blend, a lyricism. Yes, of course, you can get what they're known for, the fanfares, the big moments. But there's such variety, so the challenge is to use all the colors. But I also wanted to make sure that every person in the orchestra had some fun and that each instrument has a chance to sing. And so you alternate like a tennis match. The trombones play sometimes as three, sometimes as a pair where one is accompanying a duet or where the three are joining heroically, or there's a fugue in the last movement where all three are doing different things at the same time. But this alternates then with what the orchestra does. And so you get that. It's all about color.
Joanne Faletta returns to the podium now to lead the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in Eric Iwasen's triple concerto for three trombones and orchestra, featuring Buffalo Philharmonic trombonists Jeff D., Jonathan Lombardo, and Timothy Smith.
Thank you. Thank you.
We just heard the World Youth Symphony Orchestra at Interlaken, performing Eric Iwasen's Triple Concerto for Three Trombones and Orchestra. From the Buffalo Philharmonic, our featured trombonists were Jeff D., Jonathan Lombardo, and Timothy Smith. The World Youth Symphony Orchestra performs Sunday evenings in the summertime. Tonight at 8 p.m. on Interlaken's campus, these high school-age players are joined by violinist Jennifer Koh, performing Sergei Prokofiev's Violin Concerto No. 2. Also featured will be Richard Strauss's Don Juan and Stella Sung's Loco Motion, all conducted by Jung Ho Pak. Tickets are available online or at the box office prior to the concert. Recording engineers for this broadcast were Andy Van Gilder, Adam Widrig, and Becca Weinman, along with Brock Moorman. I'm Kate Botello. This is Interlaken Public Radio.